All right. Did you watch it closely? After all of our technical difficulties, did you catch it? I didn't catch it either until a pastor pointed this out, a pastor named Jason Sorosky. Did you notice that when Linus was reciting from Luke chapter 2, when he got to the point where he said, "For fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings." When he says, "Fear not," he drops his blanket. I bet you didn't catch that, did you? See, he has a blanket, and everybody knows about Linus's blanket, right? Now, this was my kid's blanket when they were little kids. And I'm in big trouble if anything happens to this blanket. I'll just tell you that right now. But Linus had a blanket kind of like this, and it was a storyline in many of the comics, many of the strips. They were always trying to take it from him. Lucy wanted to get it from him. Snoopy even tries to take it from him. But he's got this blanket that he will not give up. It's his security blanket. And I mean, he holds it. He's got a death grip on that blanket. But did you see that? When he is reciting and the angels have given a message and they say, "Fear not," he drops a blanket. Isn't that cool? He doesn't need that security blanket anymore. He drops it. And you know, that's a good reminder for us today. You know, we live in a scary world. Now, the first Peanuts Christmas special came out in 1965. And it was a different world in 1965 than it is today, but it's a scary world in 2016. And many of us, we're holding on to some type of security blanket. It might be what's in our bank account, our 401k, or our retirement. Or it might be something that, maybe somebody we know, or a job that we have, or contacts we have, but there's something that we're holding on to that's of this world. Something that's temporal, that we think will provide us with security and peace and hope and contentment and even maybe feel good about ourselves. Linus dropped the blanket. But now some of you may have caught that, but here's something I bet you didn't catch. Or here's something you might be wondering about right now. If that's really what he was trying to tell us in this cartoon, then why in the world, when Linus walks off the stage, does he pick it right back up again? Did you notice that? When he walks over Charlie Brown, he picks it up again. Isn't that just like us as well? I don't know about you, but sometimes I can read God's Word and it jumps off the page and it speaks to my heart. And sometimes I can quote it. I know God's Word. Sometimes I can share it with other people and I can drop my blanket momentarily and I can stand tall and strong. I've hidden God's Word in my heart. But the truth of the matter is, as a fallen person, often I pick that back up again. That habit or that security, that whatever it is I think I need that's going to help me. And I pick it right back up again. And that's exactly what he does. But did you see the last clip? Did you see what I shared with you? You know, after the recitation, it goes to the scene with all of the kids. And they're singing. And I don't know if you've seen this show or not, but they sing a song. You know, it would have been very easy for Charles Schulz to pick out the song, "O Christmas Tree." That song is playing behind the scenes quite a bit throughout that whole cartoon. And that, in fact, isn't the tree what it's about? That little pathetic, scrawny little tree. And he puts it out there and suddenly it becomes a beautiful tree. But did you notice something else about the blanket? Did you see where the blanket was? The blanket was tied. Now, you're going to have to imagine this is a Christmas tree. The blanket was tied around the bottom of the Christmas tree. Did you see that? And then it became a beautiful tree. And so at some point in time, Linus dropped the blanket again. And this time he dropped it for good. He didn't go back for it anymore. And folks, I don't know. I mean, I can't be in Charles Schulz's mind, and he's gone now. But what I will contend that is being taught right there and communicated is that whatever it is we're holding on to tonight, whatever it is that causes us fear or shame or grief, something we're absolutely embarrassed about, or a habit that we hang on to, whatever our blanket is, we need to drop it at the foot of our Savior Jesus. You see, whatever your burden is, whatever your trouble is, you can leave it there. You can leave it, not just at the manger, although the greatest gift that we ever received was received at the manger, but really at the foot of the cross. It's at the foot of the cross that we lay down our burdens, we lay down our sins, we lay down our shame. And Jesus Christ makes a great transaction. and a transfer occurs. And he takes our sin and our shame upon himself on the cross, and he cleanses us and forgives us, and we walk away a new person. And that's the message. Now, let's listen to Luke chapter 2 once again. In verse 8, in the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Can you imagine that? Shepherds. You know, these guys were kind of like the guys working the night shift these days. They didn't get any respect. They couldn't even walk into a temple or into a court of law. They couldn't testify. They truly were like Rodney Dangerfield, people who got no respect in that day and that time. And they were out in the fields tending these flock, these sheep, which, by the way, the sheep that they were tending to very well could have been sacrificed in the temple. And what was that sacrifice about? That sacrifice was about people, religious people, being made right. Isn't it interesting that God chose them to first hear the message? God sent the angels to them to tell them first, put your blanket down, a child has been born. The Savior of the world, who is going to take everyone's sins upon himself, has died or has been born in Bethlehem, and you need to go check it out. Listen to verse 9. The angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. You know what Christmas is all about? Christmas is all about a message of joy. It's a message of joy that overcomes fear. Whatever you're afraid of tonight, you can overcome it because of the message of Christmas hope. Let me read on a little farther in this story. It goes on to say, after the angel said, he said not to be afraid, he says, today a Savior who is Messiah the Lord was born for you in the city of David. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough. And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors. Guess what happened when the angels left? Well, in verse 15 it says, the shepherds said to one another, let's go straight to Bethlehem. Let's check out what they said and see if it's true. And the Lord has made this known to us. And so they hurried off and they found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. So that just tells me that Christmas is all about experiencing Christ personally. It's about receiving what Christ gives, a new life, new hope. Christ is ready, willing, and able to change your life. But there's one more part of this I want you to see. Verse 17. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Verse 20 says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. Christmas is about a message of hope for everyone. It's a message that everyone needs to hear. And so my challenge to you tonight is, are you willing to share it? Are you willing to share the message of Christmas? I'm going to ask our ushers to come forward right now. We have a candle down here, and this candle is a representation of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If anyone will believe in me, they will not have to live in darkness anymore or fear. And so I'm going to ask you two things. First of all, have you received Jesus as your Savior? Has there been a time where you have come to know Him and you have made that transaction and you know Jesus as your Savior? And my second question is, if that has happened for you and you know Jesus tonight, are you letting others know? You know, that's Jesus' plan for the world. Jesus told His disciples, His followers, to go into all the world and tell others about Him. And that's what this is symbolizing right now, that we're to be message bearers. We're to share with others the good news of Jesus Christ. You're to share with your neighbor, the person next to you. And you're to share with people who live on the other side of the world. Everyone is to know about this message that Jesus Christ, who was born in a manger, also died on a cross, shedding His precious blood so that we might be saved. We might be forgiven of our sins. And we might have new life in Him. Let me ask you, while the candles are being lit, what do you need to drop? What in your life is your security blanket tonight? What are you holding on to that's just baggage? You just need to leave at the foot of the cross. You know, you may be saved tonight, but you need to just leave something tonight for your Savior to take care of. I want you to think about that as you reflect upon this light. And I want you to think about the message from A Charlie Brown Christmas, that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. He's the meaning behind Christmas. Not only who He is, but what He did and what you can receive through Him. Let's stand together. Let's sing Hark the Herald.
Hark the Herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Let me lead us in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the simple yet profound message that is communicated to us through Luke chapter 2. Lord, I'm so thankful that you were born on this earth and that you came and you were born of humble means, born in a stable, born to parents that were really peasants in their day and time, reminding us that you're for everyone. You're not for just those that are born on the right side of the tracks or born in America. You came for all people. Not only that, but you even proved that when the angels sent the message to the shepherds out in the fields, really ignored and marginalized by many, and you came to them and told them a message of good news of great joy, and that this message could eliminate fear and shame and all of those things that hold us back as human beings. Most importantly, you came, and the wise men represent this perfectly with the gifts that they gave you. You came to take on our sins, and so that's why the wise men brought gold and frankincense and myrrh being an embalming oil. And you brought, the gold is definitely the gift of a king, and you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but you humbled yourself, and you even went to the cross, taking on our sins so that we might be forgiven and cleansed and made new. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And God, we're mindful of the fact that we must explore these claims. We can hear them. Pastor can talk about them. Our parents can let us know about it. But until we experience Christ, this is just another story. And so help us, Lord, to come to the manger and then ultimately to come to the cross and receive this Christ child. Take him to ourselves. Lord, I pray that every person in this room that understands what I'm talking about, that there has been a time where they have repented of their sins by turning away from their sin and themselves and turning to Christ and trusting Christ alone as their Savior. And then, Lord, just like those shepherds, after we have discovered Christ, we're never going to be the same again. We're changed. You can't know Christ and be the same. And so as they went about their lives and went about their business, they told others. Help us to tell others. We have the light of Christ shining in us and shining through us. We're just light bearers. He's the light. But we still must make our light, let our light shine before men and women and boys and girls. And so I just pray that tonight we'd be mindful of that as well. God, I'm excited about Christmas time, getting to be with family and all the things we're going to do over these next couple of days. But most of all, I'm excited about worshiping you and renewing myself to you. And my prayer is that everyone in this room would feel the same way. We love you and we thank you. And we are so grateful for the greatest gift of all that you gave us, the gift of Jesus Christ, who was born in a manger, lived to die, as the song says. And not only did he die, but he rose triumphantly 3 days later. And he is alive today and at your right hand, interceding for us. And oh yeah, one of these days, Lord, he's coming back again. And he's coming back in power and glory to restore what is rightfully his. And we rejoice. And even though we live in difficult days, and sometimes there's scary things that happen in our world, we live with joy because we know how the story ends. We thank you so much for that hope and that peace and that joy. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.